You just listened to Could Have Been Me by The Struts here on 97.7 The Academy. My name is Anushka Rishi, and today we have a very special interview with the Peak Performance Center, or otherwise known as the PPC. And today we have Major Harmon and Sergeant Sarad here with us today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so I am Major Karen Harmon. I'm a clinical social worker here at the Peak Performance Center. We are the embedded mental health team for cadets, conveniently located in the dorms. So before coming to the Peak Performance Center, I was a social worker in the base mental health clinic. Okay. But since coming to USAFA, I really recognize cadets are high performers. So I sought out training more in sports psychology to help cadets really achieve the optimal performance they're looking for.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And sir?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. My name is Staff Sergeant Sharad. I served in the Air Force for almost 7 years. I've specialized in mental health and clinical substance abuse. Before coming to USAFA, I worked as a certified alcohol and drug counselor in a mental health flight. My role as a CADAC has prepared me to achieve the goal of fostering an environment where you guys feel you can thrive mentally and emotionally. I want to ensure that you guys get the support you need so you can perform your best academically and professionally.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that means everything coming from the two of you. Stay tuned. We're going to keep talking about what the PPC is and all that it does for the Academy and the cadets. Next up, let's listen to Superstar by Rainbow Kitten Surprise here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Everlong by the Foo Fighters here on 97.7 The Academy. My name is Anushka Rishi, and let's continue this outstanding interview with the PPC here. So the next question that I have for you is, what is the mission of the PPC, and how does it equip cadets with the tools and resources that they need to succeed in their time here?
Great question. So at the Peak Performance Center, our mission is to help you reach your full potential. We're like your trusted partner in achieving personal and professional success. We're a team full of behavioral health professionals conveniently located within the dorms. We offer a private, supportive space to address your challenges and develop strategies for moving forward. Conversations with us are not documented in your Air Force medical record, and we are bound by the laws of confidentiality, meaning you could seek support with confidence. Whether you're working to conquer your fear of heights for water survival, managing your pressures of life at USAFA, or just improving relationships, don't wait until stress holds you back. Take the first step towards success. Visit PPC.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And now, Major Harmon, I have a question for you as well. So how does the PPC differ from mental health clinics or MFLACs or chaplains or just other like helping resources here at USAFA?
This is one of the biggest questions we get. So the PPC is USAFA's College Counseling Center. So we're focused on coaching and managing the usual stressors of living at USAFA. We work exclusively with cadets, and we do not document in the Air Force medical record. The other thing is that we do not treat clinical conditions.
I see.
At the PPC. So the PPC is addressing a wide range of lower level issues and then addressing more significant concerns. That's the base mental health clinic. So the mental health team, they're part of the 10th Medical Group. They work out of the community center and Saijon Hall, and they treat significant mental health concerns, including diagnosis and access to medications if you need it. They work with cadets and active duty members, and they do document in your Air Force medical record.
I see. Great. Thank you so much. No, I appreciate that, and I'm sure that all the cadets here really do appreciate you as well. And next up, we'll be talking a little bit more, touching on that confidentiality policy. So please stay tuned and keep listening. Next up, you're going to hear Spinning the Truth Around by Blue October here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Odd One by Sick Puppies here on 97.7 The Academy. My name's Anushka Rishi, and welcome back. Let's continue this awesome interview. So touching on that last segment that we just had, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the MFLAX and how that differs from the PPC. Major Harmon, if you'd like to include anything more.
Yeah, so we know that cadets need access to supportive services that are not documented. So another option for low-level counseling at USAFA is going to be our military and family life counselors, or MFLAX.
Okay.
They are contracted civilian counselors. They work out of Fairchild Hall, and they provide non-medical counseling for family issues, relationship issues, or just issues related to being here at USAFA. They do not document sessions, but they are mandated reporters of anything related to sexual assault or sexual harassment. So that is a big difference between PPC and MFLAX. So since we are medical providers, we are not mandated reporters. And lastly, MFLAX work with everyone on base. So that could be active duty, dependents. MFLAX are available to everyone, whereas PPC is just exclusively for cadets and focused on more of that performance coaching.
Understood. Thank you for explaining that. Yeah, everything was like very similar even in my head, and it kind of clicked like just hearing you guys speak about it. So thank you.
You're welcome. But we respect that, you know, people need choices in where they go to receive help. So we do respect that you receive help with people that you feel comfortable with and at your time and choice.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right. And then the next question that I have for you as Sergeant Sarad is, what is the confidentiality policy here at the PPC?
Great question. That's a huge one. So at the PPC, we aren't part of your chain of command, meaning we aren't obligated to share your information with any leadership. That means like your squadron commanders, AMTs. Oftentimes I get cadets who are concerned about if their squadron commander or AMT will find out what they talked about with us in a session. And that's not the case, right? So there are some limits to the confidentiality. That would be if you disclose any thoughts of wanting to hurt yourself or others, domestic violence, any threat to the mission and or the safety of cadets or staff. We do document our session with a brief note, but that's to ensure continuity, right? So if you were to come in on Monday and then come in on Wednesday, I can refer to the note and remember what we talked about. So you'll know that we actually do care about what you come to us with. And then, like I said, it doesn't go into your Air Force record. So you can be sure that when you talk to the PPC, you're getting that confidential care.
Great. Thank you so much. And just to add on that, how can I find my PPC representative or make an appointment with them?
Yeah, another great question. You're on a roll. So each group has its own PPC reps. For group one, you have myself, Sergeant Sherrod, and Major Katrina Brown. For group two, you have Lieutenant Colonel Christine Harris. For group three, you have Technical Sergeant Brad Smith. And for group four, you have Major Karen Harmon.
Okay.
Group one and two PPC are located on the third floor of Vandy. Group three is located on the third floor of Sijon, and group four is on the second floor of Sijon. To make an appointment, you can either walk into our office, message your PPC rep on Teams, call the PPC main telephone number at 333-2107, or just schedule through the PPC app.
Amazing. Yeah, I always walk by whenever I'm heading to class. I always see that PPC door open and it says, you know, if you were looking for a sign to talk about it, here it is. Yeah, I just love seeing that every time. And always like the little gifts, the candy that you have in front of it. Love that. Thank you so much. Great. Next up, let's listen to The Drummer by Red Hot Chili Peppers here on 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Cecilia and the Satellite by Andrew McMahon and In the Wilderness here on 97.7 The Academy. My name's Anushka Rishi, and let's have one more segment here with our wonderful PPC. So the last question that I have for you is, what could you talk about some specific program or initiative within the PPC that you believe has had a very impactful moment on a cadet's personal or professional growth?
Yeah, so great question. And there's really two things that come to mind when I think about this. So the PPC developed an app. It's housed on Power Apps. So
okay.
For everyone in the USAFA community, on Power Apps, you can just go search PPC app, and there you're going to find a resource library, so you can find self-help topics, and it allows cadets to message their PPC rep and request an appointment. The other thing we're really proud of is we have a VR simulation, which helps cadets manage their fears of jumping from the platforms and water survival.
Right. I'm in that class right now, so yeah, so, I get it.
So all of my 3 degrees mm-hmm. and 4 degrees out there, when you're thinking about having to jump from those 5 and 10 meter platforms in water survival, we have a VR simulation that can help you manage that fear, and we are the only agency that offers that service. So I believe our greatest impact on cadets is really just partnering with them during times of stress. So no matter what challenge you're facing, the PPC is there to support you.
Great. Thank you, ma'am. Now, one question that I have just to kind of finish it off smoothly for this interview is, and it's for both of you guys, it's going to be just what's some advice that you have for, you know, people that are listening? It could be a cadet, it could be, you know, someone just in the Springs area, just anything that you have to say.
Resilience is really a key skill to help us get through life. So we have to be able to shift our thoughts and find new ways of coping whenever situations changes, environments change. So that is a key skill of warfighters and just managing the stress of everyday life. And if you find there's something that you're getting hung up on, it's causing you stress, that's where the PPC would love to come alongside you and help you find a way to move forward.
Amazing. Thank you. And sir, would you like to also implement yours?
Yeah. Thank you for asking the question. I think from my perspective, a big thing I would, you know, let cadets know is that just don't wait till it's too late. I think at the academy, there's a sense of bravado almost, and it can hinder you from seeking help when you definitely need it. All right, so no one knows you like you know you. So if you see that you aren't yourself, and you know you're falling behind in whatever area that you usually do great in, you know, that's where we come in. And I think, again, that's the huge thing is not waiting until it's too late and getting the help when you need it.
So don't let that stress or fear hold you back. You know, we are dedicated to helping you in a private place. I mean, yeah, it's great to talk to your roommates, but your roommates may need a break too, and that's where the PPC yes. can come alongside you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I loved having you both here today and really appreciate your time. Yeah, I would love to have you again if ever you want to come down to the station, record another segment. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course. Absolutely. Next up, let's listen to the song Miss You by Oliver Tree and Robin Schultz here on 97.7 The Academy.